With your comment now. 1850 333 103.
Over the past few weeks, there's been much debate regarding the Irish embassies across the world. The main embassy in discussion is the one at the Vatican or the Holy See. The Taoiseach Eamon Gilmore said this could be reviewed, and joining me with more on this discussion is Labour Deputy for Cork South West, Michael McCarthy. Michael, good morning to you.
Good morning, John Paul.
Thanks for joining us on the programme. I suppose, first of all, Michael, regarding this, there has been a number of debates over the last few weeks about this. A lot of Catholics not happy at the suggestion that this embassy in the Vatican would close. Would you share the same mind as what is being thought of at the moment in maybe within the Vatican and within Rome of merging both these embassies into one and sharing the embassy for the Italy, which of course is based in Rome, and the one in the Vatican based in the Holy See?
Well, I suppose to begin with, John Paul, the decision goes back to, I suppose, pre-budget debate and, I suppose, attempts to find savings in various departments. And the Department of Foreign Affairs wasn't going to be exempt from the whole, you know, cost-cutting process. So the government decided, in their wisdom, to close three embassies. The three embassies concerned were the one in Timor-Leste, Iran and the Vatican. And obviously there will always be sensitivities surrounding a decision to scale down activity in any department, particularly in terms of an embassy. Now, there has been some concern about the closure of the Vatican embassy, and I think justifiable and genuine concern about that. And since then, I suppose, I have to kind of say, I suppose, to begin with as well, that the Primate Cardinal Brady and the Archbishop of Dublin, Dr. Diarmaid Martin, were informed of this decision before it was made, because obviously there was going to be an expectancy that this is going to cause, you know, some annoyance on part of people who have an attachment to that, and quite understandably so. So moving on from that, there's been a lot of debate. There's been a campaign called Ireland Stands Up, who have lobbied TDs and senators from various parties, particularly in government, to change the decision. But I think the important thing here is, because we have two embassies, one in the Vatican, and we also have an Irish embassy to Italy in Rome, I believe there is scope there to revisit the decision in a different format.
But regarding the different format, would that be merging both of them, as you mentioned in a statement yesterday on your podcast?
Yes, it would be. It's called the joint servicing arrangement, whereby the ambassadorial embassy itself, the ambassadorial functions, the resources and the embassy would be shared by the two. Like, for example, Japan, I think it's a very reasonable disposition to have. I don't see any difficulty, you know, merging, if that's the correct term, the two embassies, the one in the Vatican and the one in Rome. I don't see any difficulty with that, and I think it would be kind of a very commonsensical approach. Now, I've written to Dr. Charles Brown, the Papal Nuncio, and I've also written to Mr. Cooney, the General Secretary of the Department of Foreign Affairs, who is now the ambassador to